The Good Girl, starring Jennifer Aniston, opens in theaters today. It's a far different role than the comic character most people are used to seeing her play. She's a young wife who longs to escape her drab suburban life. The Good Girl was written by Mike White and directed by Miguel Arteta. They're the team that made Chuck and Buck, the controversial independent hit from 2 years ago about an oddly sympathetic stalker, Pat Dowell reports.
Mike White wrote The Good Girl in 1998 at the same time he wrote the script for Chuck and Buck. In preparation, he says he read several 19th century plays and novels about discontented women.
I wanted to do a sort of Madame Bovary, you know, raising Arizona landscape.
White set the story in Texas. Director Miguel Arteta says White visited his father, a minister there, and fell in love with the language.
He wanted to be able to write things like the little plastic doohickey is turning blue. There's something really beautiful about the language.
Arteta thought Mike White should get to say a few of those things, so he cast the minister's son as a security guard who has a little too much missionary zeal.
You got any interest in reading the Bible?
I have my own, you know, beliefs.
Well, we don't preach fire and brimstone. Ten Commandments, gotta live by those. Other than the usual ways, we're not interested in scaring people. We're about loving Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like my nights to myself.
Well, maybe you'll have night after night of eternal hellfire all to yourself. Just kidding you.
The guard doesn't seem to be kidding. The deadpan delivery is a hallmark of Mike White's writing and acting. As Buck in Chuck and Buck, he dreamily stalks a childhood buddy. White and the movie were invariably described as creepy, a reaction he still gets. The Good Girl is less unsettling, but White's still anxious about how it will be received.
I'd written the script so many years ago that when it was actually being executed in front of me, it's on one level, it's like a dream come true, and you can't believe it, and you're pinching yourself because you have these great actors, and you feel like it's going well. And then there's another part of it where you're horrified by what you've created, and you know, like the whole idea that, oh no, people are actually going to see this, and I don't know, the anxiety about exposing yourself and exposing your weird thoughts to the world is something that for me always comes with a little bit of trauma, stress. I just always am surprised how, like, I was, you know, in the midst of all these sort of press interviews where I come into it in a sort of defensive posture where I'm like about to burst into tears as I'm trying to explain why I wrote the script.
White says The Good Girl was inspired by his own desperation.
I was in a lot of debt and living off credit cards and wandering the streets of Los Angeles trying to come up with inspiration. And I was kind of in a place where Justine, Jennifer Aniston's character, is the beginning of the movie, which is, what does it all mean? How do I get out of this? How do I escape my life? And as much as I was trying to write something commercial that would get me out of the sort of financial struggles I was in, I felt like I wanted to write something about someone who felt like they had just reached the end of the psychological road and wanted to change their lives.
Jennifer Aniston's Justine is a sales clerk at the retail rodeo in a generic Texas suburb. She's married to a house painter, played by John C. Reilly, who spends a lot of his time smoking pot.
Gwen says smoking marijuana lowers your sperm.
Lowers it to where?
Maybe you're the infertile one around here. Maybe every time you smoke a little doobie, you're killing our unborn children.
Aniston plays a character who is clearly not Rachel on Friends, which is why Miguel Arteta says he and White offered her the role in the first place.
Here's a woman who's hating her life and is doing crazy things to escape it. And we thought of the usual independent film actresses who have that dark persona. And suddenly Mike said, wait a second, what about Jennifer Aniston? What if she were doing all these morally ambiguous things? I thought it was a good idea because when Jennifer's doing all these things that are, you know, kind of bad, you kind of go along with her because she has such a star power.
Justine falls into an affair with an unstable teenaged co-worker played by Jake Gyllenhaal. She discovers he has one name at the retail rodeo and another at home with his parents.
They call you Tom?
It's my slave name. Holding's what I call myself.
Justine spends the movie trying to decide if it's a good idea to run away with him. That kind of emotional and moral ambivalence is what draws director Miguel Arteta to Mike White's writing.
He likes stuff being very unclear, whether it's comedy or drama, and he likes to try and play it for reality. And if he happens to be funny, it's funny. If he happens to be tragic, it's tragic.
The deadpan humor is what draws actors, the director says, but sometimes they find it difficult to play.
They want to emphasize the comedy, you know, they can't help themselves. You know, the dialogue is so seductive, they want to try and hit that comedy. So the process of directing a Mike White script is always stripping it down and telling the actor to just go for reality and keep it simple.
Simple is how the director and the writer keep their working relationship. White says Arteta rarely asks to change what he writes. Arteta says White never interferes with his directing on the set. But they do see the good girl in slightly different ways, says Mike White.
Miguel talks about it as a comic ode to depression, and to me it's like an ode to human weakness. You know, a lot of us want to change our lives and then ultimately we chicken out, you know, and our lack of imagination or our lack of courage prevents us from making the changes.
Miguel Arteta says he did learn something about depression from making this movie.
I had always thought depression is, you know, the inability to express your anger or putting down frustrations. But watching the way that Mike laid down the movie, I realized, wow, depression has a lot to do with fantasy, with your fantasy life. If you keep your fantasy alive in a unhealthy way, you'll always be unhappy where you are.
And Arteta says he gets something else from making movies with Mike White.
You know, making independent movies to me has been like free therapy. You know, each movie has been about a topic that I don't have a handle on and I really have to learn about.
Miguel Arteta's next therapy session will be a movie about money laundering in the Latino community. Mike White is not the screenwriter this time. White's script, The School of Rock, will begin shooting in November. White himself may direct. For NPR News, this is Pat Dowell in Washington.